And this morning, aerial spraying began in Miami Beach, Florida, to control mosquitoes and limit the spread of the Zika virus. The spraying was supposed to happen yesterday, but was delayed after a protest. The city is using an insecticide called Naled, and officials say it's the most effective way to kill mosquitoes. They will spray again on Sunday and over the next 2 weekends. Joining us now via Skype is Michael Grieco, who is a Miami Beach commissioner and is opposed to the spraying. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
And what are your concerns about aerial spraying of Naled to control mosquitoes and Zika in Miami Beach?
Well, it's not just my concern. It's the concern of the tens of thousands of residents that have reached out to me and have expressed their concerns. There are other options. And I think that this is a knee-jerk reaction by the local government to make it seem like they're doing something when it's not going to be effective.
Well, but what do you think will happen because of the spraying? Is this, do you think it's going to be harmful to humans or animals or other bugs or what?
We just don't know. What I can tell you is that the entire European Union thought it was risky enough to ban it. It's something that we don't need in our sky. It's something we don't need in our lungs. A lot of people fled town in anticipation of this. They had an extra day to do so. There's enough studies out there where we don't know what the short or long-term effects of dropping a neurotoxin on an urban area, what those effects might be. The not knowing has freaked out a lot of people. I'm not a scientist, but I do not think that it is a risk that we should be taking when there are other alternatives.
Are you at all comforted by the fact that the Florida Department of Health, the Centers for Disease Control, say that spraying Naled aerially is safe because it's delivered in low concentrations and it breaks down quickly?
No, and for multiple reasons. One, I don't think the Florida Department of Health has any more information than the European Union did in 2012 when they banned this. Moreover, the Department of Health actually told the residents of Miami Beach that the European Union did not ban it. When they actually did ban it, I don't believe half of the things that are coming out of the Department of Health right now. And if we all remember, cigarettes used to be safe, DDT used to be safe. The old adage, "Well, we do this is the way we just do things, and this is the way we've done things for years." I don't buy that. A lot of the residents here in Miami Beach don't buy it, and candidly, they didn't ask for our permission. The county just decided to do this, and you know we didn't get a chance to opt out.
So, what should be done about Zika then in Miami Beach?
Well, you mean what should be done about Zika or what should be done about mosquitoes? And that's the way you ask the question is the concerning part. We are trying to control the mosquito population. There are ways to do this on the ground. Instead of knee-jerking and just dropping chemicals on people's houses and schools, there are other options. You know, we live in a tropical climate. Mosquito populations fluctuate. There is an end to mosquito season. And this is an election year knee-jerk way of our county mayor and some of the local officials trying to make it look like they're doing something when they're not, especially when other counties have decided not to do this. And in fact, Miami-Dade County, back in May, our own mosquito control expert said that this is not an effective way to control mosquito populations.
So what would be an effective way to do that? Because there are obviously people who are concerned about getting bitten by mosquitoes in Miami Beach and then contracting the Zika virus.
Correct. And for every one person that's concerned, showed concern about Zika, I can find you 20 people that have come to me and they've shown more concern about having chemicals dropped on their heads. We didn't choose to have Zika contractions happen here in Miami Beach. It's not a choice that we made. And we're going to deal with it the best way that we can, with on the ground dealing with larvicides, standing water, less toxic pesticides that can be used at the ground level, and then individual decisions regarding spraying bug spray and everything else that you need in order to keep yourself safe.
But do you think that it's going to be a given, no matter what happens now, that people are going to have to take their own precautions to avoid getting Zika in Miami Beach because there will be a population of mosquitoes there who have Zika for some foreseeable time?
Well, listen, this was not – Zika popping up in South Florida was not some unforeseen consequence. This is something that folks have been discussing for the last couple of years since it popped up in South America. And unfortunately, our local county government didn't prophylactically address this. This is something you can control mosquito populations only to a certain extent, but you can do it in advance. What happened now is we're plugging the dam and playing whack-a-mole instead of doing what we should have been doing a year ago. And I'm not a woulda, coulda, shoulda guy.
Which was what, though? What should have been done a year ago?
There are dozens of ways to control mosquito populations in urban areas. And there are new advancements happening every day. And instead of pressing pause or pumping the brakes, they just decided to spray a 20-block area because they want to show that they're doing something. And it's a shame. And the residents here are not going to stand for it. I'm one of, I think, two elected officials on the city level that have expressed their concerns. But we have 90,000 residents, and if I went out and polled all 90,000 of them, I bet you the significant majority of them are very unhappy this morning that this was done.
That's Michael Grieco, who's a Miami Beach commissioner, who, as you can hear there, is very opposed to the spraying of NALID from the air to control mosquitoes in Miami Beach with the Zika virus. Michael, thank you.
No, thank you.